Just a quick message before the episode gets underway. I want to let you know that there is an opportunity to sponsor the RG10 podcast. More about this at the end of the episode, so keep listening. Welcome to the RG10 podcast, brought to you by the people behind RG10 magazine. The aim is to bring you interviews, information and entertainment. In fact, anything interesting that's relevant to living around here. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the LC Whip. You may be wondering what on earth that is. After all, LC Whip could conjure up all kinds of images. In fact, it stands for the Local Cycling and Walking Infrastructure Plan, a bold vision for cycling and walking improvements that could one day be made across Wokingham. There's plenty in it for the RG10 area, which, if it comes to fruition, will mean some big changes. You'll hear more about that in a moment. The plan's up for public consultation, and that ends on Friday the 19th of August, and we'll have links to the plans and how to engage with them in the show notes. I've been speaking to Paul Fishwick, who's the new executive member for Active Travel, Transport and Highways at Wokingham Borough Council.
This is really to get feedback from the public from a previous consultation, which took place in July last year. And evidence was gathered, that's been put together by officers. And now this is the next stage down from that. What we have to remember is DfT data indicates that nearly 60%.
That's the Department of Transport, is it? What does DfT stand for?
Department for Transport indicate that nearly 60% of car journeys are only up to 5 miles. Now, if we can take a lot of those journeys out of the car and go into walking and cycling for active travel, that will take an awful lot of vehicles off the road. And active travel refers to walking, cycling, wheeling, scooting, as well as running. And active travel is really, really important because it gives us a wide range of benefits, including public health, physical and mental, reducing traffic levels and congestion, decreasing air pollution, noise and climate change emissions.
And in fact, we recently did an episode on the RG10 podcast about that kind of thing at Twyford Crossroads caused by people's cars idling there. And we'll come on to Twyford Crossroads in just a moment, in actual fact. You mentioned some statistics there for the UK as a whole. Now, I don't expect you to have any particular stats at hand for the Wokingham or the RG10 area, but just kind of, I guess, anecdotally or a gut feeling, how do you rate the current situation around here when it comes to provision for cyclists, for pedestrians?
It's not good enough. It really isn't. And feedback from residents really across the area is that they'd like to cycle. There's a huge suppressed demand, and so many people have got bikes in garages, sheds and in gardens, and they're not using them. And they're not using them because it's not safe to do so. And that's their fear. Now, you'll always have people who will cycle because they're confident cyclists, but that suppressed demand is the people who are not confident. And what we want to do is create active travel routes which are separate footways and separate segregated cycle lanes. So you have a separate cyclist area and a separate walking area. And that is separated from vehicular traffic. So people then feel safe to actually cycle on those particular areas. And we're moving away from the shared use type facilities that have been installed in parts of Wokingham already.
Like I mentioned earlier on, there's a lot there, particularly for our area as well. Your best bet is to go onto the Wokingham Borough website. The LC Whip portion of it will provide some links to that in the show notes. But there are a few maps on there, one for the A4 Bath Road, one for Twyford, one for Walgrave. and they got kind of loads of little bits of notes on there, which are fascinating if you live around here. Lots of bits and pieces. I'm just going to read out a few, and this really is a fraction of what it's mentioned, but do buckle in. I'll go to the old Bath Road, first of all, some bits and pieces in there. Mention of a potential 20 mile an hour speed limit along the Bath Road. The roundabout there where it hits the A4, that's by the Wee Wave pub. You'll know there, if you ever try to cross the road, walk across the road there, it's an absolute nightmare. So better crossing facilities there. And also make that road along there, the footpaths along there between Charleville and Twyford wider, with better street lighting as well. That'll make a big difference. So that's just along there. Wargrave, looking for a pedestrian cycle bridge. Get hold of this, everybody. A pedestrian cycle bridge across the Thames from Wargrave. Now, I know that's been talked about for donkey's years. That would be absolutely amazing. Along the High Street, maybe a 20 mile an hour speed limit, and put in place for cycle-friendly traffic calming. Again, if you ever try to cycle through that bit there, it can be an absolute nightmare. And a signalised crossing at Bath Road for cyclists. That will make a big difference for kids coming back from going to and from the Piggott School there. Moving into central Twyford, a footway for along Stanlake Lane, which doesn't have anything at the moment. It's a nightmare to walk along. Going to the station, lighting under Gas Lane Bridge there, you know, the bit that takes you to where the car park is. And I really like this one, an off-road path from there through to Charville Country Park. That would eventually take you, you can link up to the roads, take you to the back end of Woodley. A couple of walking stroke cycling bridges would be required there. This really, really is exciting stuff. I'm finding it very exciting, Paul, but I'm going to throw a big but in there. There might be people who don't find it quite as exciting as I do. I know certainly up at Wargrave Crossroads, cyclists and drivers don't necessarily get on eye to eye. So what do you think the feedback might be from just people who drive everywhere?
Well, as I said before, there is a suppressed demand out there. So we're trying to get those local journeys up to 5 miles, those people transferring to cycling with these safe routes going in. That will allow people who need to drive to be able to drive more in comfort, because there's actually less traffic on the road. So there's not that queue in front of them anymore that there currently is at the moment. You mentioned the Charville Country Park, Ben. We have submitted a levelling up fund bid to the government to create a footway cycle route between Park Lane in Charville through to Twyford Station. Hopefully we'll be successful at this. It's required also MP support, and we've had a support letter from Theresa May, and also one from Matt Rodder, MP for Reading East, because it also covers part of Woodley. And this could be extended as part of the LC WIP into Woodley as well. And that will allow considerably more people to be able to walk or cycle through to Twyford Station. So the access will be much, much better in a sustainable way.
Finally, like you may well have gathered that I'm quite excited by this whole thing, but is that excitement justified? Do you think 10 years down the line, we'll look back on this and isn't quite the new dawn that we hoped? How much essentially is in the plan do you think we'll come to see?
We will need money behind it. There's no doubt about that. So we have got to be successful at making our bids. And to do that, we've got to have a good LC WIP and good designs. And the designs we're looking at are all going to be compliant with Local Transport Note 1/20. We've got to go for the easier areas to hit first, because some will be very, very difficult, to do. And they will be pushed slightly further down the list until we have a very good solution to get around them. But we need to get those easy ones in to give us the biggest benefits, to get as many people as possible from where they live to the destinations they need to go.
That was Paul Fishwick, who's the new executive member for Active Travel, Transport and Highways at Wokingham Borough Council. Thanks so much for listening to the RG10 podcast. We're now into series 6 of the show. We've been going over 2 years. We're nearing half a century of episodes, and I'd love to give a massive thanks to our loyal local listeners. And it's because our listeners are so loyal and so local that makes us such an attractive proposition for sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or even the whole show, then we'd love to hear from you. Finally, if you've got any thoughts about who or what we can include in future episodes, then please do let us know via the rg10mag.com website or on any of our various social media channels. Thanks for listening and goodbye.